The Woodward Iodine Corporation's production facility, a few miles north of town, looks like a small oil or natural gas refinery, a maze of pipes and massive metal containers, and the ever-present hum of machinery. But Woodward Iodine wants what the oil companies usually throw away, brine.
When we pump the brine up, then our job begins. We have to transport the brine here through pipelines, extract the iodine out of the brine, process and package it for sale, and send the spent brine back and re-inject it in the ground.
Leroy Goodman is president of Woodward Iodine, one of just three U.S. iodine producers. He says there's brine in oil and gas deposits across the country, but there's a reason all three companies are located in northwest Oklahoma.
And that's because we have here what's called the Woodward Trench. It's the one place, the best place in the United States to get large volumes of brine that have high concentrations of iodine.
The three companies produce about a fifth of the nation's iodine. But prior to 1977, the U.S. had to import practically all of its iodine. The Oklahoma Geological Survey's Stan Krakowski says that's when Amoco Production Company decided to take a closer look at the salty wastewater that always accompanied the oil out of the ground.
They started thinking, well, you know, these brines are rich in whatever, and let's take a look and see exactly what we have in these things, and found out that, you know, it was pretty high in iodine. And so that's what started it all.
The element is relatively rare and expensive, so Amoco founded Woodward Iodine and started drilling for brine. A Japanese firm bought it out a few years later. The Japanese also own Oklahoma's other leading iodine producer. The third is American-owned, but doesn't produce much.
Why are these Oklahoma companies Japanese-owned? Why do the Japanese have a certain expertise in
because iodine? They've been doing it for a while.
With so few areas producing so much of the world's iodine, its market is pretty sensitive. The 2011 earthquake and tsunami disrupted production in Japan. At the same time, demand peaked for anti-radiation tablets containing iodine. A 2011 report from Roskill, a UK-based mineral market research firm, says even before the tsunami, the price of iodine more than doubled between 2003 and 2009. Krakowski says demand will continue to rise.
As the population ages, you need more and more medical analytical testing. And so one of the big uses for iodine is as a radioopaque. You do MRIs, CAT scans, all these things, you know, they put iodine into your bloodstream.
The small amount needed for each LCD screen is also a main driver of growth. And with prices currently around $120 per pound and the capacity to produce 2 million pounds per year just at Woodward Iodine, business is good. For State Impact, I'm Logan Layden.